Mississippi's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this March 9th, 2024. It's the Grand Prix, St. Pete Grand Prix Firestone weekend down here, downtown, and it's good to see my wingman, baseball Ben Botham, sitting across. It's good to be seen, actually. How about this? Joey Geiger sitting to your left, you across from me, and we all got our raise. It's that time of year, and I want to thank you for your great lid selection. Did your pops do this or did Dave?
I think it was a combined team effort.
Well, great job by the Geiger gang. Anyway, we've got a jam-packed show as usual down here. We'll start the first hour out with our Tampa Bay Rowdies, and that's our Coca-Cola Body Armor segment with Ryan Helfrich. He is the president of the Rowdies, and we'll talk about their opener, which is March 16th. And then we'll have, of course, the Godfather, Jim Hart, and David Wilson join us in that conversation as well, talking about the Soccer Hall of Fame that was last week and was launched. And our good buddy Mark Lindsay was inducted into that and part of those ceremonies after his birthday. And then, of course, we'll talk a little Lightning hockey with Wyatt Ross, and he'll wrap the high school season as well. They got a game tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers. Joe, you'll be going to that game. Student tickets? They got student tickets?
I don't want to spoil the secrets, but yeah, $20 student tickets.
What about senior citizen tickets?
You guys can pay full price.
Listen, pal, you know what? Paul Porter, I need to pull Paul Porter into this conversation.
It's standing room only, though.
SRO?
I don't know if you're going to stand the whole game.
No, I probably can't. But anyway, a great job by the home team guys today, Rock Riley, in that conversation. Everybody loves The Rock. He's got that Bucks insider information, as always. And, of course, talking a little Lightning and the moves that they made. So we'll have Wyatt Ross break that down for us at about 12:50. Second hour, Brad Rogers, Richardson, the voice of Seminole baseball. And we got a lot to talk about right now about that. Of course, he'll join us and break down high school. We've got some exciting news around the corner. We'll tease it a little bit in that second hour regarding our world in the high school realm as we strive to become the leader in Pinellas County of covering all things in the world of high school sports, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and, of course, Coca-Cola Beverages and the U.S. Marines as well. So welcome back to the show. It was like 1,000 years since we saw each other.
Yeah, it's been a little while, Mike. It's good to see your face again.
It's good to be seen. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I got that. I'm reinvigorated. Let's just say that, boys.
Bouncing back better than ever, Mike. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, the fourth quarter's kicked, and I thought it was going to be on borrowed time, but now let's kick some butt and rock and roll. So you guys rock and rolled all week long, the Seminole Warhawks.
Yeah, we certainly did. We're off to a great start. Seminole, last night, we actually just beat Keswick Christian in a score of, I believe it was 10-2. It was a very good game. We had Kendall Hoffman on the mound, pitched a great game out there.
Did we interview that kid? Is he the one going to Houston?
Yeah, Kendall's the one going to Houston.
That kid's a stud.
Oh, yeah. He's a monster out there on the mound. He's got a great mix of pitches. He's got like five pitches, Mike. It's crazy.
When he said that, I wondered about that. Do coaches at the collegiate level, do they want you to have an arsenal like that?
At least my coaches did. When I was in college, you know, it's more actually about being able to throw them all for strikes. I mean, it's great if you got five, six pitches.
Yeah, but who cares?
But if you can't throw them for strikes, it's not worth a damn. So, I mean, who cares? So, I mean, it's great to see that we have a guy like Kendall Hoffman who's able to throw all those pitches for strikes, gets a lot of kids chasing on pitches, and he did a great job last night, and he's been a workhorse for us so far this year. And if we go back one more game, we played Lakewood, and we had our very own Landon Frank Austin. We call him Frank, a little inside joke there. So if you ever come to a game, you hear a bunch of guys yelling out Frank. He's the one who we're rooting for.
Okay, Frank.
He was doing a great job as
who
well.
Who was the other arm that we had it here?
We had a lot of arms, actually. We had Gavin Dougherty and
he's going to
Florida State, but he's not going there to play.
No, but the other kid's going to is it South Alabama?
Yes, but he's not a pitcher. He's our shortstop.
Okay, yeah, he's going to South Alabama.
Yeah, he hit a triple both nights, against Keswick and against Lakewood. He hit a triple, so he's been having a pretty good year at the plate, and so we're really excited to see what he can do for the rest of the season.
Well, I was talking to Bob Putner, and he is, of course, he is the man when it comes to high school sports in this area. And we were talking about the history of Seminole baseball. He was with the Times for 28 years, and we had a meeting down here yesterday. Some exciting news around the corner, and we're talking. I told him you were with the Seminole program, and he said, "Oh yeah," he said, "I've been following them." Well, he went to, and he said it, not I. He went to Dixie Hollins.
Wow, Dixie guy.
So I took him up to the office. I said, I said, "You want this hat with the H?" He goes, "What is that?" I go, "It's your alma mater's brim now, brother." I said, "Do you want it?" He goes, "I don't want that."
Yeah,
he goes, "You got any Dixie Hollins swag? I'll take that, but I don't want that Hollins gear."
Hey, everyone still calls him Dixie Mike, so
it literally says Dixie on their high school still.
Does it really?
They haven't changed the sign.
Well, because it's
such hypocrisy. You're the one that gave me the history.
Yeah,
it's his name.
It's a woman's name.
Yeah,
it's a woman's name. She integrated Pinellas County schools. She was one of the big people to do it.
Just because Dixie.
Yeah. That was her name. I don't know what to say. She's the one that integrated.
Somebody on that side should have had some kahunas and fought that decision.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I digress. Yeah. So a good weekend on the baseball front.
We improved to 8-0. We're number 3 and 5A for Pinellas, or I think for the state of Florida, actually. So
and number 3 in his heart, Joe Geiger, of course, he does
Our heart. That's a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection ranking.
Exactly. There you go. Tell the listeners when they can expect that to come out on our social media each week.
Hopefully tomorrow, if our boy Gavin Van Dyke can get it processed and going. We got to meet up.
Run it through your computer models a few times.
You know, the playoff committee, you know, they have a lot of work to do this weekend. A lot of games going on.
Hey, all I got to say is that sucker's
just hope y'all know undefeated means nothing.
Hey. Yeah, well, it does mean nothing in all sport, as we're learning, especially in the world of college basketball in 23-24.
Hey, well, one of the schools that you got ranked ahead of us, Calvary Christian, we play them on Tuesday at Calvary. So,
oh, do you?
Hey, yeah. Game of the week. Maybe we'll stop by.
Yeah, I definitely want to go to that game. What time does that start?
Hey, 7 o'clock start. You'll see me running the game changer. I'll be sitting there helping out coach, calculating pitches, doing all that good stuff, helping to, you know, get the guys going, pull out a victory.
I bet you love that.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time. I very much enjoy it. You know, it's a lot of fun. You get the kids running up to you saying, "Well, that was a hit. That was a hit." I'm like, "I don't think so." You know, that's...
You got to be generous, though. Got to be generous.
I'm an honest bookkeeper.
Well, let's go back to your winter responsibilities. You're going to miss those. Ticket taker, you're going to miss the income. You got paid cash for every one of those.
Not cash. It's a check from the school. It gets added on.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it gets taxed as a bonus as well, Mike. So
not good.
A little extra. Yeah. So, but it's still great. It was good making a couple extra bucks doing that. But now we have our athletic director out there, Josh Walker. He's always out there supporting our team. You know, he loves supporting all the different programs. We support him. He supports us. So it's a great relationship we have there at Seminole High School.
Before we get Ryan Helfrich on and our Tampa Bay Rowdies Coca-Cola Body Armor, I might as well get back on my A game, or at least try to. Not that I've ever had an A game with the opener. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're down here, of course, 13th and Central. It's a nice breezy day. It's that St. Pete Grand Prix day. There'll be a lot, you know, thousands of people descending down here tomorrow. Or is the big race? It's televised nationally. I didn't realize that this race actually, and I know very little about open wheel or NASCAR, but this was the first race ever run in a city when they came up with the idea, and they lobbied hard. They almost lost it 2 or 3 times, and now it is to basically start the season, the open wheel season, and that's pretty cool.
It's sweet. It's a great environment here. It's cool how they kind of shut down some of the roads, and you see them flying around. I mean, you'll see people standing in their apartments looking over, watching the race. It's a great environment. You can't beat it.
Well, all week long, and I've noticed this the last 4 years being here, you get some of these crews up here. So they come up in here to eat, and you know, they've got all their gear on, and I've talked to several of them, and it's pretty interesting. And then 3 weeks prior, there was a crew here. And I said, what are you doing here? He said, oh, we get to the venue 3 weeks ahead, and we analyze everything when we get the kind of preparation. Well, the millions of dollars that are involved, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. They're probably checking out everything from the trees overhanging, making sure there's
I was wondering today as I was driving down here, my top down, if the wind has a factor at all in racing.
Probably not in those cars, those open-wheeled Indy cars.
They got wings on those things, yeah. And they could just take off and start flying. They'll go down to the airport down the road.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on our flagship WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340. That's Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. WZHR FM 104.3 FM, AM 1350, Zephyr Hills. Matt on the controls up there in Clearwater doing a superb job as he does each and every Saturday for us. Thursdays with our On the Tee Florida production. That's on from 5 to 7 every Thursday. And that show has really been taking off. We'll be adding some affiliates to that production. Then, of course, FloridaSportsStreams.com. We had ribbon cutting today, this week, for Radio St. Pete. If we ever need a studio, it's about 4 blocks away. Gorgeous facility. And we had ribbon breaking. And we got some great news coming out of that as well, as we're going to be partnering up and launching some new shows on Florida Sports Streams. Finally going to launch a pickleball show. And we'll be talking to our friends in Clearwater about how many shows we will put on the terrestrial air as well. Of course, Fridays we can listen to you guys. Do a little plug for your show.
Bump That Media radio talk show. The hottest show in sports right now in the high school baseball area. A lot of love we get from all the high school kids.
You do. The segment that I've enjoyed the most is, and you've never heard their show, you'd be superb in it, Uniform Analysis.
Uniform Analysis. Is this of high school uniforms?
No.
No, I mean, mostly pro uniforms, the new things coming out. Okay. But yesterday I went to the Bogey Northeast game. I pull up and I see Northeast rocking baby blue uniforms. And I'm like, what, were we playing the Phillies here?
Yeah.
Hey. I was like, that's not in their school colors at all, but I guess anybody can get baby blue nowadays.
Did you come out and see the Seminole grays that we were wearing against Lakewood?
Well, gray makes a little more sense.
It was gray with a little bit of orange.
Where are you guys getting the jack? What did high school is getting the jack for all of these uniforms?
Hey, Mike, people love Seminole baseball. They love helping support us, and we're out there getting
because it's on the backs of the coaches. I know that for a fact, to make sure you have uniforms, right, through fundraisers and support.
We got some nice gold alternates, so we all got them.
Mm-hmm. Boca Ciega.
Yep.
Hey, but
I think I saw the gold alternates. Yeah.
Hey, nothing beats the Seminole pinstripes, baby.
You got pinstripes too?
Yeah, pinstripes, green pinstripes.
How many different unis do you guys have?
I think we have 4 uniforms, Mike. 4 separate uniforms. We got an all orange kind of throwback uniform because
must be nice.
Because our original colors were orange and white, and then once they built the school over the bridge, we had to add an extra color, so we added green. Green was our third color, so we kind of did a throwback uniform, orange, white, and then we usually go with our orange and white pants to go along with that.
That'd be right up your alley, wouldn't it? Breaking it down. What's your favorite uniform of all time?
This in all of sports?
Yeah, quickly.
I can't answer that quickly.
Why not?
Well, did you see?
You got to have one. What's your favorite of all time?
Hopefully, it's going to be this Rays new City Connect uniform that they're coming out with this year. Mike, did you hear we're finally getting our City Connect jerseys?
How many jerseys do you have?
I probably got 5 or 6. 5 or 6 good, solid Rays jerseys.
What's this Rays? I'm talking about jerseys in general.
Jerseys in general? Well, I got that Tampa Smokers, so maybe that probably bumps it up to maybe 10.
Hey, I'm just going to say, I've had some rough patch here lately, and I wasn't sure, how long I'd be on the planet. Maybe on my birthday, maybe a Smokers jersey.
Is this a little hint, Mike, you're dropping?
Just a little subtle hint. You guys could.
Now you're going to want that City Connect. It's going to say St. Pete on it, hopefully.
Is it cool?
We haven't seen it yet.
What they're teasing us with?
They haven't teased us with nothing.
It's annoying. They need to leak something.
Yeah, but hopefully you won't be able to see through it. That's the hope. Because have you seen the jersey issues this year, Mike? Not only are the font super small.
When I was at one of the spring training games, I couldn't even read the first base coach. Like, that's how it was bad.
That's ludicrous.
And it's see-through. Half the pants, you can see right through them. I don't know if they're trying to do a little Chippendale action going on out there.
And it's Fanatics and Nike. And what sucks is the NHL is going to Fanatics next year, so hopefully they don't screw those up either.
Don't be bad-mouthing Fanatics. I'm working on a buy with them.
Yeah,
right,
well, they're the ones working with Nike right now.
Well, we need Fanatics in the high school world. Hey, we need these two guys each and every week. We're blessed to have them on our team, and that, of course, is David Wilson and Jim Hart and our Tampa Bay Rowdies, Coca-Cola Beverages and Body Armor segment. Gentlemen, how are you? Thanks for your patience last week. But we're up and rolling. We're efforting Ryan Helfrich right now. I know he's busy trying to get ready for next week's Rowdies opener on the 16th. But we got plenty to talk about in the world of soccer. How are you, Jim?
Doing great, Mike. Great to be on with you again. I'm glad to hear you sounded better. You sounded younger and more vibrant than ever before.
Well, I'll send you a check after we get done with the show.
I always thought
you were an honest man. I never thought you were the kind of guy that would blow smoke up my yin yang, but I appreciate it and keep it coming.
I'm a transactional guy. You got something for me, I got something for you.
All right, brother. So hello, David. Thanks for taking time. I know you got a busy schedule every week. If you're not involved in sport, it's honeydews. So what's on your agenda this weekend?
There's always honeydew list, but Lightning tickets tonight. So going to see the Lightning play, and hopefully they'll get a win tonight. I did want to say you do sound a lot better than Jim does, though. So that's
cool. Here we go.
Thank you, David. I'll send you a check as well. Hey, I've got a young man sitting across from me that does a superb job with all of our social media, and I know you guys have seen it, Joe Geiger. He's going to the game as well, David, against the Flyers. He's getting student discount tickets. I hope to God you're getting senior citizen. I mean, that's gender. I tell you what, I mean, that's age inequality. I'm not digging this deal.
I agree. I have, I think, a couple more years before I can get the senior discount, but my wife and I have season tickets to the Lightning, so we see a lot of games.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least they made some moves, and hopefully a run to the playoffs. They've been in the playoffs 9 out of the last 10 years, and I know you season ticket holder fans would certainly like to see that. All right, let's get back to the round ball. Of course, on Ryan's with us. Ryan's with us, and now he can say hello to everybody. Ryan Helfrich, of course, I just did a nice promo for you, the president of the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Your opener is a week from today, and I know you're swamped, so we'll just take a few minutes. Thanks for joining us, my man.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.
Well, last week, of course, had to push you to the side, but now you got a week to prepare, and got to cross the T's and dot the I's. A lot to get accomplished, but I'm sure you've been waiting with bated breath for next Saturday and looking forward to the 24th season kicking off.
Yes, I mean, we're excited. We just finished up our last week of preseason. We had a match last night against Orlando City B from MLS Next Pro and finished off on a high note with a 3-0 win. So the guys seem to be flying high. They're excited to start playing here come next Saturday, and we look forward to doing it in front of a packed house at Al Lang Stadium.
Jim, fire away, my man.
This is Jim, Ryan. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Jim?
Great. And David Wilson's on with us also. So, Ryan, I wanted to ask you, the preseason is going so well that those of us that are lovers of the Rowdies are finding it difficult to really keep our expectations and emotions in check. I mean, it just seems like things are going so well. It's one of those things like, could it possibly be going this well? How is it behind the scenes, Ryan? How is the team doing? How is Robbie Nielsen adjusting? How are the new players fitting in? Give us a little look behind the curtain.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is Robbie's only been here for about 6 weeks now. So when he came into town, he got straight to work with the rest of the technical staff. I think for a lot of the players who have been returning with us and who have played with us for several years now, those individuals, it's been a different preseason for them, only because they've had a preseason with Neil for the last 5 years. So I think having a little bit of variety and doing, going through the preseason with not the same structure as it has always been something new and refreshing for the guys. So they're putting in a lot of hard work. You know, I think this is the first year in the last 4 or 5 years where the guys are out there doing two-a-days. So they've been working really hard. They've been performing well in the matches. but everything changes when you go to league play, and it's a tough league to play in. We have a big test next week when we host San Antonio FC, who's a dominant club from the Western Conference, and they've been dominant for the last 4 or 5 years.
David, what do you got?
Well, I think, first of all, anybody that's listening that has never been to a Rowdies game, you need to go check one out. The facilities are fantastic. The product they put on the field is fantastic. Ryan and his staff there just do an amazing job there, and I would definitely get out to a game if you haven't been to one yet.
Well, you know, I've said it the last time we talked to you, Ryan, and I agree with you 1,000%, David. I went last year thanks to Ryan and his hospitality, and took some young kids and the girlfriend and her gang. And I was incredibly impressed, and not just because we have a relationship. We've discussed this. There's not another venue in America that has that view. Downtown St. Pete, right on the water. It's world class, and it's very, very impressive. And the presentation was, MLS level. I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, I think one of the big things that we have going for us is not only the stadium location, but we just announced here a couple weeks ago that we have a new broadcast partnership for all of our home matches. So folks can now watch us locally on Tampa Bay 44. That's on most cable networks, and they're also on most streaming platforms as well. So that just gives us another opportunity to expand our brand into the Tampa Bay region, and also give access to people who can't make it out to all the games without subscribing to ESPN Plus or Paramount Plus. They can just turn on their televisions, and we'll be on local broadcast now. So we're really excited about showcasing what Al Lang looks like on a match night for anybody who wants to watch in the Tampa Bay region.
I reached out to you right away when I got that news, and I tell you what, the promotion is very impressive on 44. And for your naysayers out there that haven't watched that station, they've been picking up a lot more sports, college basketball, soccer. They're making a push to include that, so that will assist you as far as eyeballs relative to people that are interested in the world of sport. So bravo. Congratulations on getting that secured. Get us some promos and some ads for next week, and we'll load the queues up for you as well, Ryan.
We'll definitely do that. You'll have some come across here in the next couple days.
Okay, I've got a quick question, guys. I don't mean to hog this conversation, but I got a quick question. Is we're all wearing our Rays gear down here at 13th and Central, but we've got our Rowdies hat right here in our set. You know, being owned by the Rays, are there any like meetings that are combined between the two parties ever, where you guys are just kicking around ideas on how to run the organizations, even though they're different from a sport perspective? But there's a lot of things logistically and a lot of things from a management perspective that you could probably share. Do you guys do that? I'm sure that people would like to hear that answer if you guys occasionally have conversations.
Mike, that's a great question. I think that's one of the biggest benefits and advantages that we have over the rest of the clubs in USL Championship. So on the business side, all of our offices are over at Tropicana Field. So that's where we are 5 days a week. And that allows us to integrate with the other departments from the Rays, collaborate with their leadership, collaborate with upper management, and come up with different creative ideas that maybe our team isn't thinking of. Maybe it's something that the Rays aren't thinking of. So I think that's one of the biggest benefits of being owned by a Major League Baseball club. And it's been nothing but great for us. So we look forward to continuing to collaborate with them and their different departments, and that just helps us elevate the overall business.
All right, man. My man, I know you've got a lot to do. We'll let you go. Why don't you let us know where people can get tickets online? And, of course, we talked about Channel 44. Going to be broadcasting your games, but how do people get tickets to this opener on March 16th? It's going to be a great St. Patrick's Day Eve party, I'm sure, down there in the tailgate. And they sure know how to tailgate down there at Rowdy's games. And you got enough green in your uniforms anyway, so the fans will love your swag, and it'll be a good party.
Yeah, so next Saturday, the game kicks off at 7:30 p.m. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. We're doing a green out, so we'll have different giveaways at the gates, headbands, rally towels, but we're encouraging everybody to wear their green. We're on pace for close to a sellout if we don't sell it out, so I always encourage people to get your tickets early. They can visit rowdysoccer.com and click on the tickets tab and purchase their tickets there, or they can call 727-222-2000.
I got to figure out how we can get your posse or whatever they call it, the group that pub crawls. We got to get them to start here at Ferg's one of these days, and we'll throw a kickoff portion of it for one of your home games. That's one of the things we'll talk about over lunch one of these days.
All right, yeah, let's do it. We'll make the interest for you.
All right, my man. Thanks for taking time and a busy, busy schedule. We'll be talking to you. Hopefully, see you next week. And I'm looking forward to the 2024 season as we have players and coaches on, and you guys get that championship in 24.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Mike. We're looking forward to the season. Appreciate you always bringing up the Rowdies on your show, and it's always good hearing from you as well, Jim and David.
Take care. Good luck, Ryan. Take care, Ron.
He's had some history, Jim Hart. I know that. Pretty cool to have that young man that successful running a team that's owned by the Rays. I think that's pretty cool that the two sports can collaborate from an ownership perspective. I know there's several teams in the MLB that own soccer teams, but it can only feed off each other from a consistency perspective.
I couldn't agree more, Mike. And I think your question was amazing. And It points back to the internal culture of the organization, because you can see in a bad culture where it wouldn't work, but just in the same way you can see in a positive culture the way they have over there, it just shows you how the Rays are able to take what the budget they have and turn out the kind of teams they have year in and year out. I think there's a lot to be said for culture.
Without a shadow of a doubt, there is. I mean, this year they're going to spend $90 million. It looks like payroll. Joe and Ben can correct me on that, but it looks like that their payroll is going to get in the $90, $95 million range. And, been in the playoffs five consecutive years, and the Rowdies have had their share of success. But this marriage can do only thing is to make things head in the right direction for the Rowdies from my facilities perspective, capital, everything you need to be a championship team.
Yeah, and the $90 million figure is interesting, because if you look at the budgets of the Yankees, we're upwards of $200 million in those scenarios. Yet here we are competing and excelling. It's cool.
What teams are in the 200? What was that number you just quoted again?
200. I'll send you some stats, Mike. It'll take your breath away. The total budgets of some of these high end teams, like the Dodgers, the Yankees, they're double what the Rays are putting out there.
Oh yeah. I was aware of that. I thought you were talking about a soccer team out there.
No. I'm talking about cultural.
The Rowdies. From an ownership perspective. No. I'm well aware of all that. We keep our finger on the pulse from that standpoint, because, that's definitely the haves and the have-nots, the Rays against the world when it comes to, salaries and number, especially in the Eastern Division. If you take a look at that, we're well aware of that, those numbers.
It plays into the Rays-Rowdies relationship, though. The Rays have been, they know how to behave and how not to behave, and the Rowdies are the beneficiaries of that.
All right. Well, let's bring a young man. You call him Siggy. I had a buddy named Ziggy. Why don't you introduce him, Jim Hart? He's on hold, and let's get to rock and roll this conversation.
Oh, this is a special day, Mike, for us. And so David and I are super proud to introduce Ziggy Nagel. Ziggy is the most recent sponsor the Tampa Bay Top 10 Loci Capital Champions League. And the way he's sponsoring is through his business called Nagel College Planning. And Ziggy's going to tell us all about that. But I've known Ziggy since the 1980s. We coached together and Florida Youth Soccer Association state coaching staff. And Ziggy's one of the good guys. He's been around for decades. Everybody knows him, and he's decided to make his business helping kids reach their college dream. Ziggy, David Wilson's with us. Have I explained it pretty well? Welcome to the show.
Yes, everything but the young part you got right, Jim. So thank you for that. good morning, everybody.
Ziggy, have you ever seen this trio? You are young. I don't care what your age is. You're young compared to this trio, I assure you that.
There you go. I feel right at home then. Thanks for having me on, first of all.
So, Ziggy, tell us the Ziggy story. Going back to when you first came to this country.
Yeah, born and raised, grew up in Germany, and had an American stepfather that was in the service. So spent the majority of my early childhood in German school, you know, learned the craft of soccer. Then got introduced to the Department of Defense high school system. And my senior year, figured out I wanted to continue playing soccer and had done no preparation in the college search round, was looking at all the big schools that I probably had no business looking at. And fortunate enough, I had an art teacher that pointed me in the right direction to a smaller school in West Virginia that ended up having a lot of fun, great success at, and that brought me to West Virginia and then eventually to Florida. And I saw such a huge need for what my business now represents, is working with students and student-athletes to guide them and understand all the factors that really come into play to have a quality college experience, geography, cost, majors, you know, distance from home, whatever the key criteria might be for a young man or young woman. And created this company 22 years ago. Again, eventually got involved with folks like Jim and Terry, and I was actually telling Jim I was at the Hillsboro Pinellas Senior All-Star Game last night for soccer. And it's fun to see players and their children going full circle playing in that game. So I love what I do. I'm passionate, but I'm also very blunt and very honest that people, you know, select the right college for them, not get enamored with, you know, D1 only kind of thing.
David, what do you got for Ziggy?
I just think it's fantastic what he's doing. And I think for the combination of our kids right now, and Jim and I are so much into promoting kids and getting kids exposure, the kids, especially the ones that can't afford the big-time clubs to pay and play, and, you know, them getting missed in the fact that this combination of working with us and working with high school kids and what he does for them is going to be fantastic. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I do a lot of public speaking, and I told Jim that anywhere from 3 to 5 young men or young women that the committee selects for me, I will work with them one-on-one, create a profile for them, research some schools that might be a good fit for them, teach them how to communicate with the college coaches, the NCAA rules, financial aid, admissions, whatever they might need assistance with, and take them through the whole process. Whether they're freshmen, sophomores, juniors, or seniors.
So,
you're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and this is our Tampa Bay Rowdies Body Armor segment. We're talking to Ziggy Nagel, and you know, I have a question regarding your interaction with the student athletes of today at the high school level, especially with this looming decision going to be made on NIL in the high schools. And we already know of the challenges, and I'm sure you constantly have to, you know, you talked about NCAA regulations. Well, they're changing by the second. It's impossible to get your arms around it. They've created the Wild Wild West, as you're well aware of, with NIL and the portal. And the term student athlete is unfortunately not a true statement at the Division I level. In many cases, for the marquee sports, basketball, football, men's and women's side. How in the heck, see, are you navigating that with these youngsters, trying to give them the right type of information, guidance, when on the other end, the people at the collegiate level don't even realize the ramifications. And then you've got kids coming to you and saying, hey, I want to make some jack while I'm here in high school. Explain to the people how you would handle something, how you are handling that situation in, under these conditions, because I think it's absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, it's a fascinating and kind of ridiculous Pandora's box that the NCAA opened it, and now they're trying to tie a bow on it and maybe close it or narrow it. But, I worry about the minor sports, and I consider soccer a minor sports compared to the ones you listed. Deion Sanders had a perfect quote that, you know, for a backup or a third-string quarterback, it's going to cost you like $1.5 million to get that player. You know, when did we have those kind of discussions? You know, where's the education part of that? I actually have several people that I work with closely on building your brand. Some of the positive things I've seen out of NIL is, you know, players that are recipients of a sponsorship or an NIL contract, they're actually helping pay teammates' medical bills, or they're doing things for people that are less fortunate. So that part I like, and I'm certainly more than happy that student-athletes are being compensated, you know, for all the time and effort and money that they bring into the schools. But I don't see that really trickling down to the minor sports yet, which I think is where the biggest, I think, room for improvement can be. So a lot of it's social media based. To answer your question, number of followers, your standing in the community, and how many people, you know, would be influenced by your decision to purchase a certain brand. There's a lot of legalities that you need to be aware of. I think there was a football player that signed like a $437,000 NIL deal, and part of it was like, I want to say 15 or 20% of his salary was going to come back to the collective or the organization that signed that deal for him. And he didn't realize how much money was actually leaving on the table. All they do is see that initial, you know, chunk of money coming their way. So there's still a lot of things to be done. Florida is discussing, you know, bringing NIL into the fold. So it should be interesting what comes down the pike. But it's all about building your brand. It's all about, benefiting from how many people you could possibly influence, whether you support a product or a cause or something. So we definitely would have some specialists come in and consult with you and even read over a contract if you're presented with an opportunity to sign an NIL.
Shiggy, before we let you go, why don't you let our audience know, our listeners know, how to get a hold of you. Website, social media. What's the best avenue for our audience or a parent that's out there listening right now and think, they're lost. They need Siggy's help.
Yeah, the best way is probably just to text me at area code 727-424-4071. And usually what we do is just have an initial 30-minute Zoom call, go over what their needs are, what their goals are. Then I can direct them to websites, supporting documents, whatever they might need. And I do a lot of pro bono work. I'm not going to let somebody needing assistance be hindered by them not having the opportunity to pay a fee. I think that's ridiculous because the same thing happened to me. There were people who are kind enough to provide that assistance to me as a senior when I had no idea what I was doing. So,
well, Siggy, we appreciate
it forward.
We appreciate you taking time to join us. We're up against a hard break. And yes, Jim and David, as always, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week. We got to get on that Florida Soccer Hall of Fame conversation next week. I know I'll probably have Mark Lindsay on with us as well. So and maybe we'll get Perry on. We'll talk Hall of Fame. So we're going to take a break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, brought to you by Body Armor, Ice Pick Vodka, our good partners there as well. We'll be right back.
First quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, the waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Lexi Thompson headlines a star-studded field as the Aramco Team Series presented by PIF comes to town. Feathersound Country Club plays host to golf's most innovative format this March 8th through 10th as the Ladies European Tour makes the trip across the pond. As Megan Kang and two-time major winner Brittany Lincecum add to the American star power, Europeans Carlotta Sangatta and Charlie Hull aim to spoil the party. Secure your place now at AramcoTeamSeriesUSA.TIXR.com.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday night.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections. We wind our number one down. Nice conversation in the world of soccer. Ryan Helfrich, Siggy, and of course, Jim Hart and David Wilson, the two cornerstones of the world of high school soccer. And as I said, I had a conversation with Bob Putnam yesterday, and he knows that Jim Hart and David Wilson are the cornerstones of high school soccer. So let's talk Rays now, since we've got our Rays swag on, fellas. We're just a few weeks away from the regular season. March 28th, opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. Of course, that's Ben Botham's pick for 2023, his prediction. And are you sticking with him this year?
Well, believe it or not, Mike, I already put in a couple futures on the Hard Rock Bet app. I picked both the Rays and the Blue Jays for World Series winners, kind of hedging my bet.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. I mean, they're always competitive. I mean, the Rays, I put $5 down to win 85. That's plus 1,600. I'm sorry. The Rays to win was $5 down plus 3,000 to win 155. And then Toronto Blue Jays was $5. It was plus 1,600 to win $85.
Well, as soon as I make our big announcement with what was the name of that app you use now?
It is the Hard Rock Bet app.
I know that. I can't say it. Anyway, so as soon as that announcement's made, I'll be all over it, and I'm going futures all the time.
Hey, I love it. I'm a big fan of it.
Do you have to be 21?
Is it 18 or 21?
Can you gamble?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I can. I think it's 18 to gamble.
What's that?
I think it's 18 for that. I think it's slot machines.
We gotta clarify that.
I know. I could sports bet like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So
you're good. You're good to go.
But I did a couple other futures. I did Pablo Lopez to record the most strikeouts. That was plus 1750. Bobby Witt Jr. record the most hits, plus 2250. Shohei Ohtani record the most RBIs. That was plus 900. And Juan Soto to hit the most home runs. I think he's going to do that. He's over there.
You think he's going to
Little League right field in Yankee Stadium.
I think he's got a good shot.
Do you think he's going to hit more than Judge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be like the good old days when you had Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris. Mm-hmm. Soto, you know, I grew up a Yankees fan. And then I left that camp to work for the Cubs. And now I'm on this Rays team now.
Have to be.
But I still have a soft spot in my heart. But Soto and Judge, now that's
they'll both be injured by May.
Exactly, that's what happens.
That's
Bronx Bombers. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Tampa Bay Rays and the week ahead. Where are they at? We know they're in Dominican Republic this weekend.
Yeah, Dominican Republic series Saturday and Sunday, 5:05 and 1:05 against the Boston Red Sox. Then they go.
He calls them Red Sox.
Yep, the Red Sox.
Then we play to the Toronto Blue Jays at 105. Then the Baltimore Orioles on Tuesday. Minnesota Twins on Wednesday. Atlanta Braves on Thursday. Baltimore Orioles Friday. And then the Minnesota Twins on Saturday.
On March 26th, they're playing the Detroit Tigers across the street at the Trop. Last year, that was the our opener. Speaking of that, you got some vintage swag there. What do you got there, buddy?
I'm rocking opening day for the inaugural season when they did play the Detroit Tigers. So I'm rocking
1998.
This shirt's as old as I am, Mike.
It's in great condition.
It's a great shirt. I got it from, once again, my student, who sells a lot of vintage clothing and stuff. So he's been hooking me up with a little bit of the, you know, Rays gear, vintage Rays
classic
stuff.
Swag.
Oh, I love it, Mike.
Well, last year they opened up against the Tigers, and we had our good friends at the Michigan Sports Network down here with the huge show. And they're going to be down here live at Ferg's on Monday and Tuesday, the 25th and the 26th. The Tigers, they'll be up at Lakeland on Monday, and then Tuesday, you said, at the Trop. What's that, 105 first pitch, probably, like all of them?
Yeah, same thing.
And last year, it was kind of cool last year, even though the setting wasn't, spring training-like, but to be right across the street and have that crowd. But again, you can't touch the feel of spring ball.
Yeah, it was not that cool.
What parks to since your spring break? This week.
Well, it depends on how many nights you got me working there, Mike.
I got you Monday night for sure. I could handle Thursday on my own.
You got him slaving away?
I'm pretty.
Oh yeah, you got a tough job.
I'm pretty sure we're.
I'm the most flexible boss in the world, and most of the flexibility. He's going to some marquee sporting event.
Pretty sure we're going to one of the Rays Braves games because my friend from Atlanta is coming down, and we're going to a different.
You going to Orlando then for that?
No, they're not in Orlando anymore. They're in. They got a whole new.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. ADD, age deficit disorder. So you're gonna go to the Braves,
and then we're going to a Braves Pirates game in the Pirates one in Bradenton. Which is pretty nice.
They got a nice park. Have you been down to that park?
I've not been to that one yet. I mean, I've been to JetBlue for the Red Sox. I've been to the Blue Jays.
I love the. I love the Blue Jays, and I certainly like. Phillies facility, even though I don't like the Phillies.
Yeah, I love the Phillies facility. I mean, they do Dollar Tuesdays where it's dollar beers, dollar dogs, dollar everything. It's one of the greatest deals in
sports.
That's the
Threshers. That's not the Phillies.
Well, it's still their affiliate. It's their affiliate.
Minor league games are fun.
I love that. But this time of year, it's all high dollar. In 2020, I actually worked, when I launched this podcast, I think I told you that, Dave McCarthy and the Ted Williams Foundation. Yep. I had a blast. I got to go to five different parks. They do the 50-50, and they do the live auctions. So I got to go to all those parks. So I thought, this is not a bad retirement job.
Hey, that's not too
And then
shabby.
This thing took off on me.
Hey, being surrounded by baseball is always a good thing, especially this time of the year when it's so beautiful out.
We got to get Dave McCarthy on. You'd love. He's got some unbelievable Ted Williams stories. Did I ever tell you one?
No.
Quick story. Since you're having, what do you have in there? Ferg's.
This is a special, Mike. This is a special they got here. Cheese balls, and they got this great little sauce that you can dip them in. It's absolutely delicious, Mike.
I'm going to start weeping. I can't eat any kind of food like that the rest of my life. So have about three for me, will you?
I've had about 15 of these things already.
Well, Ted Williams, of course, he was an interesting man. We can say that, can't we? You followed his history. He was an incredible outdoorsman as well. He was an accomplished worldwide angler, fisherman, sold his gear. But he liked to play the great game of golf. He's down here. And Ted's... When he went to events, Dave McCarthy was the head of the New Hampshire State Police. That's what it was. Sorry, State Police. And when Ted would go to do signings, he would be his bodyguard and he'd be a chauffeur. So he was like this with him. Well, one time Ted Williams was on the golf course, hit a horrible shot, and he took the golf clubs and launched them in the lake and drove off. Well, and I can't think of this gentleman's name, but he lived in the same facility, and he was a retired Boston Bruin and a tough guy. He and his wife were right behind him. He sees Ted launch those babies in there. He looks around. He said to his wife, "I'm going to get in those clubs." Those have got to be very expensive clubs.
You have it. Swung by Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Put him in an auction.
He says, I'm going to get those clubs. So he looks around. Ted doesn't return. He gets in the water. His wife's keeping watch for him. All of a sudden, they see Ted flying back towards him. He drives off. Ted did not see him. He goes and grabs the bag. Ted reaches in, pulls his car keys out of the bag, and launches them back into the water. And he said, Ted Williams was an interesting cat.
Hey, they said he got his fiery nature because he was a Hispanic ball player. He was one of the first to ever play. I mean, his mother was from Mexico. Or
people forget that.
Yeah, and so that's at the time, that's what all the sports writers used to say. That's where he got his fiery nature from. So
well, and he was of course an accomplished World War II pilot. Bless him. And so was Bob Feller, who I spent many moons with, the heater from Van Meter, the former Cleveland Indian and Hall of Famer as well. That generation, you know, they always talk about the greatest generation. Well, it certainly was. Take a look at, and you see it more in Major League Baseball players that gave their time for the country than any of the other sports. And I don't know why that is, but you certainly see that historically.
Yeah, you see with a lot. I mean, even Willie Mays served in the military as
my
well.
My favorite player of all time.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
Hey, I think he's the greatest baseball player to ever play the game.
Overall. Stealing bases, his prowess in outfield, of course, it's one of the greatest pictures of all time. He created the, what do you call that catch? The over shoulder?
Basket catch.
The basket catch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willie Mays did that. And that was 55 or 56.
Mm-hmm.
That was the year I was born.
Yeah. And he spent several years in the Negro Leagues as well. So, I mean, half his time was kind of cut short, not only in the military, in the Negro Leagues. So he did it all.
He's still alive. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I think he's one of the oldest Hall of Famers that's still alive. I think he's like 92 or something.
Well, things are heating up down here at Ferg's. It's baseball season. The excitement's in the air. It's just a couple of weeks. Like I said, the 28th, the opener down here. We'll be doing a three-hour show, baseball show, from noon until 3 o'clock. 3:30 is first pitch on that day. We'll be doing a three-hour show. You won't be able to get out of school. Well, write yourself a note. You get out of school.
I'll write myself a PTL, permission to leave.
Yeah, do that. And then I'll be counting on Joe. We'll have Joe Bordeaux, who used to call a lot of minor, from Radio St. Pete. He used to call a lot of minor league games. He has a huge passion for the great game of baseball. And I'll get Rick Vaughn. We got his book right here. What's the name of the book?
100 Years of Baseball on St. Petersburg's Waterfront, How the Game Helps Shape a City.
Super Reed. He was the director of communications for the Rays, and then now he helps the Joe Madden Foundation. Now you guys both went over to FanFest and brought me some cool stuff for the set. I found this up in the office, and I didn't even know what it was. You know, Mr. Potato Head, right?
Yeah, little Mr. Potato.
Joe Madden.
Yeah, he's got the Madden.
I just noticed that today. That's how out of it I am. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He can pull his arms off, pull his hat off, do all kinds of stuff, mix match them around. Pretty cool little giveaway.
I love the ball head world. And then, of course, we got the man, the myth, the legend, Don Zimmer. And Zim used to live in Treasure Island down by where I live.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. All right, hour number two. We are going to, of course, we'll have a conversation with Brad Richardson, talking high school basketball. We've got the bigger school finals today, I believe it is. Of course, congratulations again to the Gibbs Gladiators, the 4A state champions, an entire team that's returning in 2024-25 season. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.